there was something really neat, cool, groovy, far out, man, about your Edmonton Elks. Can you feel it? I can. All the way from one end of the Tony. You know the Tony. See, I call the Anthony Hendy Freeway the Tony. So yes, I can see this feeling, this spirit, this absolutely wonderful thing from one end of the Tony to the other north, south, east, west. It's there. All because the Edmonton Elks. This is not a daydream on the beach. The Elks. They are heading into another smash 'em up. Battle of Alberta, back to back with those Stampeders of Calgary. You, Connor Halley, said it in the first segment of this broadcast bonanza. How many September long weekend has it been since the Elks have gone into the Labor Day? Classic without, are you ready for this word? Purpose. How's does that does get you going? My Saskatchewan brother, Kevin Carius, makes a good point in the morning show. He isn't going to have a big glass of red until the Elks beat a good team. And yes, old KK is right, Dennis, and perhaps there would be more. Let's say credibility if the Elks would have won their third in a row again. The Ottawa Red Blacks, who have a record of 11-3, but last night I watched a NFL documentary on the great coach and broadcaster, John Madden. Something really struck me. Madden said, "There are no little games. Every game is a big game. And then there's this." We talk about the culture of a sports team and to see it change for the good in your hometown. Sign me up for that action. All day long, we'll see you on the Tony. 2-minute warning. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Halley, Gerger, T8, Sports, Padinangavadu, Narpasavadu.